The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
What can I tell you about Eric? Well, for one thing, he's larger than life. For example, he's got man boobs the size of crop circles. No joke, you can see them from the sky. And now here he is, the big guy himself, Eric Metaxas.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, Todd.
Okay.
The size of crop circles?
I don't know.
Really? Does Todd even know what a crop circle is?
I got to tell you, I'm so glad he never describes me, okay?
I got to tell you, I'm just so staggered that my friend, who claims to be a Christian, would do something like that on my show. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. We're going to get on to some really fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The size of crop circles.
Gosh.
Man, that bugs me. Man, that gets under my skin.
Boils your potato.
Okay, we have a lot. We have a British invasion today on the Eric Metaxas Show.
Do.
We have the curmudgeonly Peter Hitchens. He's so curmudgeonly that it's sometimes funny. In a couple of seconds, he's going to come on, and he is invariably curmudgeonly. If you compliment him, he doesn't know how to take it. It's like he just it's like an animal that crawls into the ground. They just don't know how to face something, you know, positive and sunny. And so Peter Hitchens is invariably hilarious.
Yes.
So we're going to have him in a couple seconds.
He's like a groundhog that never sees spring.
Wow.
Ta-da.
That was very funny.
Thank you.
There's no way to make him up. And he has some very controversial positions with which I disagree, but I'm willing to talk to him about them because you always learn something from Peter. And he's got such a great voice. We also have Milo Yiannopoulos. If you've been paying attention, this is Milo Yiannopoulos week on the Eric Metaxas Show. We did Bigfoot week 3 years ago when we felt it would be only appropriate to do Milo week on the show because we're all about controversy. We're all about controversy, as I like to say it. And Milo, he's just got a lot to say. He's very interesting and funny. So we're doing part three with Milo today. Tomorrow comes part four, and we're putting these all up on YouTube. If you don't go to watch these on YouTube, you're missing a lot of visual gags that you won't get on the radio. So, okay, we want to say that. We've got so much. Albin.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, where do we even start?
I know.
We have Hillsong United
tomorrow
in the studio. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you this, in the studio means we will also put that on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Now, for the people who have Metaxas Super, they're watching all this stuff already. But we try to put out special stuff to know so you know what you're missing. And then when you really know how great all this stuff is, we're going to take it away from you and make you pay by subscribing to Metaxas Super, because it really is so great. But we're trying to put out a lot of it
tomorrow,
on YouTube.
I wrote this down. If you like vegetables, it's yam-packed.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you don't like vegetables?
Well, it's still yam-packed.
If you like fruit, it's jam-packed.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the issue. Today we've got Peter Hitchens. We've got Milo Yiannopoulos. Tomorrow we have the Hillsong United folks. We're going to do part four with Milo tomorrow. But next week, I mean, this is getting insane. We've got John Rankin has not been here in a while. He's coming into the studio. He has a new book and a lot of stuff to share. We've got our friend Larry Taunton. We have Dawn Eden Goldstein, Alveda King. I mean, it goes on and on. The list, it's actually frightening. Victoria Jackson and Victoria Osteen.
Yes.
Yeah. In 1 week, two Victorias. Okay, so a couple things to share with the group. Tomorrow, we're going to test out Skype. So if you look at that screen there, if you can see what I'm talking about, we're gonna do a Skype thing. We've never done this before. If it doesn't work, hey, what do you want from me?
We've gotten NASA involved, so
yes,
NASA's
involved. That's NASA in the Bahamas, not NASA
in Houston.
Okay, Albin, a couple of quick points before we go to the great Peter Hitchens. First of all, I've been getting a lot of letters and information sent to me on Facebook from people on Twitter, from people that they have been banned from Facebook. I've gotten a spate of these messages in the last week that people have been permanently banned from Facebook, usually for posting the same photo that our friend Faith McDonald posted.
Right.
And she got banned from Facebook. It's a picture of the 21 Coptic martyrs, the 21 men who were murdered by jihadists on the beach in the Middle East for their faith. This is 4 years ago now. And I guess I'm not sure what to say, except, Albin, you had an idea of how people can get reinstated.
Well, a listener, Dan Thompson, had the same problem. They banned him. But what he did is he forwarded to Facebook. He said, I followed their appeal process, but they quickly emailed me back saying that it was permanently disabled. And that's what people are saying, permanently disabled. There's a grandmother that said now she can't look at the pictures of her grandchildren. That's very sad. But he said, I then replied to that email and linked to the stream.org article about Faith McDonald. Now, Faith McDonald had that very same problem.
Right.
And she got it corrected. So he sent that article from the stream.org. So you got to go to stream.org, put in Faith McDonald, McDonnell. You send them that article. He said within 10 minutes, they emailed me back and reinstated my account.
All
so
right.
That worked for him. That may work for you.
Well, there are some people who are not that tech savvy, and that might be difficult for them. But I want to say to you, we take this very seriously. It is un-American and disgusting that some of these gigantic media platforms are rather cavalierly taking our liberties for granted. These are our liberties. It will be proven in a court of law eventually that Facebook and Twitter and others simply do not have the right to do this. They are effectively meant to be operating like journalists, not like little private clubs. And the government's going to force them to see that because this is fundamentally un-American. It's really annoying to me. So I hope you can do what Albin just said. Post the article. You go to stream.org, look up Zmirak, Faith McDonald. This was a few months ago. Take that article and send it back to Facebook. Don't back down. Continue to email them. Be polite. Be civil. But don't back down. This is unacceptable. And we will keep talking about this on this program. This absolutely disgusts me, as you can see. Now, let's turn to something positive,
yes,
something non-Facebook oriented. The Giza sheets.
Oh,
Albin.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
OK. As you know, Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com are sponsors of the show. So I say to my friends, anybody, you don't have to listen to the show. Just use Eric or Metaxas as the coupon code and you get monster savings,
yes,
right? Eric or Metaxas, tell anybody you want to use Eric or Metaxas. But the reason I bring it up right now is because last night, Suzanne and I installed, it was very tough, we installed the Giza sheets. And I got to tell you something, it's changed our lives. Suzanne, the EMTs are working on Suzanne right now. because it's so comfortable, you can't wake up.
Oh, no.
This morning, I had to get an adrenaline shot through my sternum with a big needle. Boom! Like in that Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember the Pulp Fiction. An adrenaline shot.
I thought it was Alien.
Through my sternum.
Ooh.
Because the Giza sheets are so comfortable. Mike Lindell, he's taking this technology to a new level. He's changing America. No one is waking up anymore. You know, people talk about being woke.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of that. So I just want to warn you folks. When you order, definitely use the coupon code ERIC or Metaxas to get the discount on anything. But if you order the Giza sheets, they're so comfortable, you're going to want to take action. You might want to have like a big tumbler of coffee by the bed in the morning so that when you just begin to come to consciousness, you can take a shot of that down. Now, by the way, since we have Peter Hitchens coming up, he can be such a curmudgeon that I think the antidote to him is, remember the Gong Show? They had Gene the Dancing Machine. How about some of that music?
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. Each day, Lori welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Victoria Osteen, Mandisa, Lisa Harper, Cece Winans, Holly Wagner, and many more. Let's face it, life comes at us at a fast and furious pace, and we're not meant to go it alone. We all see our world a little more clearly when we experience it with those of like mind and spirit. That's what Better Together is all about. Living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join Lori and friends weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Better Together TV.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
This is the Taxes Show. That's some British musician. We're doing great stuff. Music. I think about you.
Gave me something.
I thought we would have somebody from England on to compliment the musical choice. I think we have my friend. I think of him as a friend, Peter Hitchens, on the line. Peter Hitchens, are you there, sir?
I am here. I hope you can hear me better than I can hear you.
I can hear you. We've had this problem before. Let's just do the one segment.
You sound as if you're being squeezed to a tiny little cable, far too small for your personality.
Well, what cable really can contain my personality, if you know
Maybe
what I'm saying?
A pipeline.
Yeah, some kind of a pipeline. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, it's a bit better.
All right. Should we call you back, or do we think we can continue?
No, I don't think so.
All right. We'll keep going. Well, Peter Hitchens, you're known to my audience now. You're a crowd favorite. People don't like you so much individually, but the crowds love you. And we want to talk to you about anything you're interested in. You, of course, write for the Mail on Sunday. You have been a correspondent, foreign correspondent in Moscow and in Washington. You've written many extraordinary books. Some people know you as the brother of the late Christopher Hitchens, but I simply know you as Peter. Peter, you've written something very recently about Ukraine. I want to talk to you about that. Many of us in America, because in fact we're not an island the way you are. We're an entire continent. We can be a little bit myopic. And so if you don't mind, from across the pond, educate us a little bit on what's happening beyond our shores.
Where do you want to begin? You presumably know that the Ukraine has just elected a new president.
That's all I do know. And I heard that the president they elected was or even is a comedian. I'm not sure I know how to take that. Can you help me?
Well, I would hope so. His name is Volodymyr Zelensky. He has actually starred in a television comedy about a school teacher who becomes president, as it were, in an accidental process, because of much as it might happen in one of those American dramas about people who suddenly become Vice
well, excuse me, but I remember Peter Sellers in The Mouse That Roared. I think you did it first in England, did you not, sir?
I think it happens quite a lot in fiction, but it's quite rare for it to happen in reality.
Has it ever happened in reality?
I can't think of another occasion where it has.
No, this is very strange. I almost feel like we're talking about something that's not true. Can you give me more context? You're serious that a comedian who played in a show in which he accidentally became president, in fact, ran for president and has become president. Is there any reason I should believe that this may be good news? Do you suppose he's someone who can lead Ukraine?
I hope so, for the sake of that country and for its unhappy people. But I have to say that all the signs would tend to suggest that it might not work out too well. The problem with Ukraine is that it's a country full of hopes and aspirations, but which doesn't ever seem to actually live up to them. I'm attacked often by people for allegedly being anti-Ukraine, anti-Ukrainian, because I am skeptical about the attitude of Western nations towards Ukraine, which is very much formed by their current, as it seems to me, slightly crazy hostility towards Russia. But there is a belief among strategic experts in the West that by detaching Ukraine from Russia and bringing it into the Western alliance, not merely do they greatly strengthen themselves, but they also greatly weaken Russia. And this was set out, coming up to 20 years ago now, I think, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, who actually wrote in a book called The Grand Chessboard that the removal of Ukraine from Russian influence would pretty much destroy Russia as a European power.
And the worst thing we have to say...
Some people haven't followed this as a policy.
We have to say that the worst thing... There are some bad things about Zbigniew Brzezinski, but the worst thing is that he's the father of Mika Brzezinski. Please continue.
I couldn't comment on that.
Listen, seriously... I am an agnostic on this issue, and that's why I wanted to have you on. It's unclear to me whether the idea of wooing Ukraine toward NATO word or West word is wise. It seems to me that it would be wise and that most of the former Soviet bloc countries understand the wickedness of the previous Soviet regime and have a healthy view of sovereignty and want to distance themselves from a Russia that seems to be looking for Lebensraum or whatever the Russian term would be. Why wouldn't it be a good idea for us to think of Ukraine the way we've thought of Poland or some of those other nations in that part of the world?
Well, you're talking you've got Munich syndrome, I'm afraid. You're viewing all foreign policy as if it was perpetually 1938, that the supposed enemy was perpetually Nazi Germany, and that any action apart from an approach to war was feeble appeasement and surrender. And there is almost no parallel between modern Russia and Nazi Germany.
I didn't mean to suggest that there was, and I'm surprised you made...
Well, you did a bit, actually. You used the term Lebensraum.
Well, of course, that was, of course, I used... Well, my goodness, I have to be careful what I say around you. I meant it jokingly. All I meant to suggest...
Well, you did mean it jokingly, but alas, by making jokes like that, you narrow the conversation.
It won't happen again, Peter, I assure you.
Well, let me explain something. I think I would have to look this up. But I think you'll find that if you take Moscow as a continuous source of power, so you have Russia and the Soviet Union as being viewed as continuous in that one way. In Europe alone, I think you'll find that that Moscow has, since 1989, relinquished control over something like 850,000 square miles of territory.
Are we kidding ourselves? Hang on a tick, as you people say.
Yeah.
Moscow did not do this entirely voluntarily. They did not do it in a way that one could call selflessly. That's number one. Number two...
Well, hang on a minute yourself. They were not compelled to do it by being defeated in war.
No, they didn't. It was called the Cold War.
There was a choice.
It was called...
Here I will make a very simple point.
It was called the Cold War. They were soundly defeated and thrashed thanks to Thatcher, JP2, and Ronald Reagan. Please continue.
That's a matter of opinion. But the main reason why they collapsed was because of their own internal economic disaster.
That's the same thing.
I must make a simple, very simple point here. Do you remember 1989?
Yes, of course. I was but a lad in knickers, but I remember it well.
East Germany.
Pardon me?
You'll remember that during 1989, what was then East Germany, there were very large demonstrations by the people of East Germany against the regime.
Well,
particularly in Leipzig and Dresden.
I have relatives just a few minutes away from Leipzig. They are there now. I will visit them in a month. I feel very close to that part of the world, and it's where my mother grew up. I've been there many times, and I'm very well familiar with what you're saying.
Okay, well, here's a contrast. Those demonstrators went out in the streets. They protested against the regime. The regime fell. In the same year, in the city of Peking, capital of the People's Republic of China, demonstrators similarly went out into the streets and demonstrated against the regime there, and they were massacred by the thousand by the Chinese army. Now, the regime which did that is still in power now. It is an expansionist regime. It is an extremely brutal regime. It is becoming more and more of the secret police regime by the day. We are on excellent terms with it. We make no real protests at its seizure of Tibet and its extraordinary behavior now going on in Xinjiang. And we don't moralize, and its leaders are welcome on our territory, and we make.
I do moralize against it, and I am inclined to accept your views on the Ukraine and on Russia. Generally speaking, I'm really only playing devil's advocate somewhat because most people here in the States don't really know quite what to think. So I do think.
Well, I'm trying to help them.
You know, that's why I'm having you on. We chose to have you on. You didn't force yourself upon us.
Absolutely not.
It was a choice. Now, let me say this. Very important point I'd like to make. We're out of time in this segment, but we will be back with more segments with the wonderful, controversial, sometimes hateful and peevish Peter Hitchens. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Joe Biden has hired Simone Sanders, a prominent African-American political strategist, as a senior advisor to his newly launched presidential campaign. The 29-year-old Sanders rose to prominence during the 2016 campaign as press secretary for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Plumes of a toxic gas that leaked in a northern Chicago suburb sent at least 37 people to hospitals and prompted an order for residents to stay inside their homes with windows shut tight. A toxic cloud lingered for several hours over Beach Park, about 40 miles north of downtown Chicago. Sri Lanka's prime minister says suspects linked to the coordinated Easter Sunday bomb attacks remains at large and could have access to explosives. Meanwhile, authorities say the death toll from those attacks is lower than previously stated and now stands at 253 people. This is SRN News.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. Each day, Lori welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Victoria Osteen, Mandisa, Lisa Harper, Cece Winans, Holly Wagner, and many more. Let's face it, life comes at us at a fast and furious pace, and we're not meant to go it alone. We all see our world a little more clearly when we experience it with those of like mind and spirit. That's what Better Together is all about. Living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join Lori and friends weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN. And follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Better Together TV.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
On the phone.
there, folks. That's Elton John. I'm Eric Metaxas, and my guest for the hour is Peter Hitchens. Peter, we're talking, of course, about Ukraine, Russia. I wanted to say that I'm of the view, in other words, I think I agree with you, that those in America and in the West who've looked at Russia as an enemy only have been foolish, and that to pretend that we need to use the Ukraine as a buffer might be foolish, and that we ought to know that it is, in fact, China that is doing the horrible things that the former Soviet Union used to do. They're doing those things today. They're using Google technology, and I think we ought to go to war with Google and anyone else who would dare undermine world peace by helping the butchers in Beijing.
Well, sure, but here's the point about Ukraine. It had until 2014 been non-aligned, that is to say, neutral between what you might call the Russian bloc and the Western bloc. And in 2014, I would say it was pretty blatant that there was Western covert intervention in Ukraine, which it resulted in the unconstitutional overthrow of the legitimate president by an armed mob, which was backed by countries which make a fetish out of their own constitutions, their own democracy and stability.
Are you suggesting the United States was covertly involved in overthrowing?
I think almost certainly, yes. I mean, the director of the CIA was accidentally found to be in Kiev a few weeks later.
Okay.
Maybe he was on a gastronomic tour. I don't know.
But a gastronomic tour. Listen, this was under the Obama administration. Peter, you have to understand, there's no question that this was under the Obama administration. Obama was very confused in the way he led. Trump tried to make noises that we could be friendly with Putin and work with him in some capacities. And, of course, the crazy conspiracy theorists suggested that he was a puppet of the Putin regime, and Bob's your uncle. Here we are.
Well, maybe so, but the United States government has continued to operate in the way that it was doing before. You know, the U.S. Navy is building a command and control center at Charkov on the Ukraine Black Sea coast, not far from Odessa.
Do you think that that's necessarily wrong-headed? I'm not sure that it is.
I think if the Russian Navy were building a command and control center on the Mexican coast, then I think you'd find that the United States felt it was pretty controversial.
I think you'd find that that's a very bad parallel if we're to look
I think
into
it's an excellent parallel. If you looked at a map lately, the Black Sea is a sea in which the United States has absolutely no direct interest whatsoever, but one which the Russian government has a considerable interest in. The presence of the United States command.
Are you suggesting that we have no
development militarily?
Are you suggesting that we have no responsibility to show some military muscle in a place where it seems Putin has been pushing to take territories? The Crimea is already
pushing to do anything.
Well, the Crimea is already
the pushing all came from the other side. If you pay attention to what I'm saying, it would all be so much easier. The overthrow of the Ukrainian government, the Ukrainian non-aligned government in 2014, was precisely because the Ukrainian government would not, under its then-president Yanukovych, sign an association agreement with the European Union, which had political and military clauses, which would have bound Ukraine into the Western alliance.
Okay,
what was going on was a very, very serious attempt to shift Ukraine from non-aligned to being aligned.
Well,
as suggested by speaking of Brzezinski in his book, as I said earlier, The Grand Chessboard, an absolute, extremely aggressive piece of anti-Russian policy, which threatened Russian access to what they regard as their key naval base on the Black Sea, Sevastopol.
Okay.
And if anybody had honestly expected Russia not to react to that, they should imagine this. Imagine that a weakened United States had lost the Cold War, and as a result it had to give up control of all the territories it seized from Mexico in the 1848 war.
Did you say 1848?
I did say.
You expect us to take
a direct parallel?
You expect us to take this seriously?
Control over the Southwest is very, very similar to Russian control over Ukraine.
Yeah, the only problem is when you bring up 1848, in 1848, really, that's only 2 years after the death of John Quincy Adams. So I'm not sure that you really want to go back that far.
This is how diplomacy and history go. If you look at Russian interest in Ukraine, it goes back a lot further than that. Russian interest in the Crimea is slightly more recent, going back to the time of Catherine the Great. But the fact is that the only reason why Russia has lost control of Ukraine is because it lost the Cold War. And if the United States had lost the Cold War and had lost control of, I'm giving you a parallel of a territory of equal significance and importance, had lost control of those parts of Mexico which it seized in 1848, and then you would understand how the Russians feel about what's going on in Ukraine and Crimea now.
I'm sorry, what?
The huge difficulty which Americans and British people as well, who've lived immune from any kind of invasion or their affairs by foreign powers for so long, is unbelievable. But they really, one of the reasons why they can't cope with Russia and so bad diplomacy with Russia is they simply cannot do that thing which Robert Burns urged us all so long ago to do, and see ourselves as others see us.
Oh, what the gift he gives us, to see ourselves as others see us. We'll be right back with the great Peter Hitchens on the Eric Metaxas Show.
In your mind, there's so much I want to say to you, and there's so little time.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, I could talk about it all day long.
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Are just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good, inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
You're the fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not playing. Only in theaters.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com. Taxes show. We're playing British music in honor of my friend Peter Hitchens. We've heard Elton John, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and of course now that greatest of all 70s British bands, Supertramp. I have to tell you, Peter.
I didn't realize any of that stuff.
Well, that's your issue. Peter, I have to tell you, I do agree with you on most of what. Well, look, you live in England, and that's your problem.
You should have a bit of Purcell.
Let me tell you something. I've had enough of you. You're lucky. You're lucky I haven't hung up the phone. I'm outraged because you're saying everything I agree with, but you're putting it in terms even slightly more articulately than I might if I had the time. I do agree with what you're saying. Let me ask you this question. Do you then think that it would be the will of the Ukrainian people to be somehow more seriously allied with Russia, and B, that we, the United States and the West, ought to let them determine themselves along those lines?
I think we should leave Ukraine neutral between the blocks. There are two reasons for this. One is that if an aggressive attempt is made, as it is being made now, to incorporate Ukraine into the Western bloc, it will be a source of conflict for all foreseeable future. There'll be nothing but conflict over it.
And you're saying there's no real point to it.
Well, not. Worse than that, it does nothing but damage. And our whole obsession with doing down Russia is based on complete misconceptions about both the importance of Russia and the nature of it, and indeed about our own purposes in Europe and in that part of the world. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well,
why? The other reason is, of course, that Ukraine has a population which is extremely varied, and many of the people who live in Ukraine are more or less Russian in language and culture. They have many relations on the far side of the Russian border. They don't regard themselves as that separate from the Russians. They're perfectly happy to be Ukrainians. Many of them are extremely patriotic Ukrainians, but they don't like having their loyalties deliberately divided or being told that their language is second rate. There are other people in Ukraine who are passionately Ukrainian in a more exclusive way, but they are a minority. But all this conflict has divided the country against itself and has done nothing but harm, both internationally and within Ukraine, as well as, in my view, creating this permanent frozen conflict.
So we're not looking
in eastern Ukraine, and the seizure, as some people call it, of I would use a more complicated expression, of Crimea by Russia.
Have you ever seen the Ealing comedy Kind Hearts and Coronets?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember the scene where the former military man says something about the caviar, and he says, "Used to get lots of this stuff in the Crimea, something the Ruskies did really well," and then he's blown up. Do you remember that scene?
Vaguely.
Okay. Well, the reason I brought
it
up,
maybe remember the admiral on the bridge of the dreadnought who refuses to recognize that he's steering his ship directly at the one next to him.
If people can get anything out of our conversation together, it's that they ought to see the film Kind Hearts and Coronets, an Ealing comedy, absolutely brilliant, with Alec Guinness. But getting back to our subject,
not forgetting Dennis Price.
I don't know Dennis Price. Who's that?
Oh, he's the other absolute linchpin of the film.
Is he the one who plays the pompous man who's trying to rise to become the Duke of Ascoin Dascoin?
I think that he pretty much portrays the villain.
The villain.
Very well. He later on distinguished himself in another way in an absolutely brilliant early 1960s BBC series of Jeeves and Worcester.
Is he the one
better than the later one that was made?
Is he the one who says
he was Jeeves to Ian Carmichael's Bertie Wooster, and he was fantastic at it?
Is he the one who says something about we used to roast chestnuts around the old nursery fire? We were pals, you and I.
And then the person he's talking to says, please rise from that absurd position.
All right, the audience is now very annoyed with me. Audience, I apologize. Let's get back to this. Do you not think, now, if we've established that Putin is not Hitler and that the we're not talking about the Sudetenland, we're not talking about anything along these lines, there are no parallels, but do you not think that Putin would make an attempt, if given the opportunity, to seize all of Russia into us, to seize all of Ukraine into Russia? Do you think he wouldn't do that?
No, I think it's ridiculous. He's perfectly well aware of his country's economic and military weakness. By the way, the figure I gave earlier of 850,000 square miles, while we've been on air, I've checked it. It's actually 700,000 square miles of European territory, which Moscow has ceded control over to the West, much of which has since been absorbed by the European Union.
And how very big of Moscow. Thank you, Gorbachev.
That's not even counting the colossal amounts of territory which Moscow ceded control over in Central Asia.
That's like saying the
collapse in power of Moscow during this period is huge. And to suggest that Vladimir Putin seriously harbors any intention of reoccupying Ukraine, it's much like suggesting that Britain dreams of reoccupying India. It really is beyond our capacity, even if we were mad enough to want to do it.
Okay, but you're saying that the U.S. State Department does not understand what you've just said.
I am amazed at the attitude of the U.S. State Department, unless it is actively mischievous. The only explanation of this which has ever made sense to me is that in some way Russia has been punished in Ukraine for its refusal to go along with Western policy in Syria. But it's very hard to establish any direct connection between the two, but it is about the only explanation that makes sense. But then that raises the question of whether Western policy in Syria makes sense, which, of course, it doesn't.
And that's a whole other conversation.
It's a whole other can.
A sad can of worms.
Yeah.
If a can of worms can be anything other than sad. I can't think of a cheerful can of worms, but it's a sad can of worms indeed. We're going to run out of time again here. We have a final segment with you, Peter. I know. Well, we're trying to have you on more often now that we've established that there are phone lines between your country and ours. We're going to take more advantage of that. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with Peter Hitchens.
It's just the radio.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 76-year-old Joe Biden has made it official. He's taking another shot at the White House.
Two bids already failed, and after 8 years as vice president, Biden will try again, banking on a career spent here in Washington as making him the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump next year. But where Biden fits in with today's Democratic Party remains unclear. His age and more moderate record may work against him.
Correspondent Sagar Magani. Biden entering the race is one of the frontrunners. Sri Lanka's prime minister says suspects linked to the coordinated Easter Sunday bomb attacks remain at large. And authorities say the death toll from the attacks is lower than previously stated, and now stands at approximately 253 people. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 81 points. The NASDAQ is up 32. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Soundtrack from Topsy Turvy. I love Gilbert and Sullivan. We're talking to Peter Hitchens just now. And Peter, I've checked with the State Department. As a Trump stooge, I have to always check with the White House before I make any moves. And they told me that I can hold you on past this segment for another 10 minutes into our next segment, at which point you will be directly preceding Milo Yiannopoulos. If you have no objections to that, we can continue talking.
Well, the last bit, I think, might be a bit much, but there you are.
Well, you have to say that. I know you move in certain circles. Let's get back to the Ukraine. You do think that it's insane that the State Department has taken this strange stand, and you think it has to do with Syria. Since we have a few more minutes, is it worth talking about that? I heard yesterday talk about how Syria, al-Bashar used to protect Christians, and in fact, the Christians have all been routed from that part of the world. Does that become part of your equation?
I wouldn't make any great case for the Assad state. It is a more secular state than most now surviving in the Middle East. But then Saddam Hussein's was quite a secular state as well. It's also a pretty savage despotism which uses torture and all kinds of other wholly unacceptable brutalities. And if it did defend and protect Christians, it was in its own interest, not because of any particular love for Christians.
Oh, there's no question about that. And I can tell you I'm no fan of these butchers as Assad. And No. I'm simply speaking along the lines of my friend Henry Kissinger, Realpolitik. We have to sometimes make friends with people whom we despise because if they go away, we get a worse problem. Isn't that the case?
Well, it did seem to me to be very, very hard to understand as to why Britain, France, the United States would want a fanatical Islamist regime in Damascus instead of the one we have now.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I doubt it would have been any less.
I will tell you why. And you, I'm sure you must know this, because they are so naive, so stupid, so foolish, that led by the non-leader known as our previous president, Barack Obama, they believed in this incredibly naive idea of the Arab Spring, that democracy would pop out all over. Unfortunately, the previous president, George W. Bush, believed the same thing about Iraq and Afghanistan. They seem to think that if water exists in a puddle on Mars, fish will be leaping out of it momentarily, and that if you get rid of a dictator, self-government leaps out of it within 3 years, and people have purple ink on their thumbs, and suddenly they're all part of the great liberal West. And it's foolishness, and you know it, and I know it.
Well, I think it's a possible explanation. The other one, though, of course, is to remember that the United States Middle Eastern policy has revolved around Saudi Arabia now since 1945. And Saudi Arabia hated and still hates the Assad state in Syria. But it thinks it's heretical, and because it's run by Alawites rather than by Sunnis. And it also thinks that it's an ally of Iran, which, of course, Saudi Arabia hates more than any other country in the world. And the United States runs a lot of its policies, certainly Britain does, in that part of the world, to please Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And that seems to me to be the thing which really needs
okay.
to be
discussed. That's horrifying.
I believe that the Arab Spring may be slightly exaggerated, but I think if you're looking for a proper cynical foreign policy motive, then the desire to be on good terms with Saudi Arabia is
all right. Hang on, folks. If you want to hear the rest of this conversation, you'll have to tune in to hour two, in which case, Peter, I won't say goodbye. I will simply say auf Wiedersehen. We'll be right back with hour two, and Peter Hitchens and Milo Yiannopoulos not in the same room.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.